wish our parents would spend more time together, said Tiffany, stopping herself before she added, but your parents are too chicken to leave their house. She tried hard to put herself into the shoes of Mr. and Mrs. Doll to remind herself that because they were fragile, and also, of course, from another era, they couldn't be as active and adventurous as Mom and Dad Funcraft. Tiffany dropped down the last step, and a moment later, Annabelle landed on the floor beside her. They ran into the living room.
It's funny not to have to whisper, isn't it? Said Annabelle.
Just think, we can be perfectly loud. La, 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 sang Tiffany. Oh, Captain, Captain, where are you? Wouldn't you like a tasty little doll morsel? Well, come on and get us. Oh, that's right. You can't. La, 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 la.
Annabelle, laughing, followed Tiffany into the living room, and the dolls climbed up the side of the couch.
There it is, said Tiffany,
pointing to a small package wrapped in brown paper. The girls bounced their way along the cushions to the package. The writing on the label was hard to see with only the moon for light, but Annabelle read slowly.
William Seaborn.
She paused.
What's that last word? It looks like Cox-esque, said Tiffany. What kind of a name is Cox-esque?
Annabelle peered at the name for a few more moments.
William Seaborn, she murmured. Why does that sound familiar?
And then she raised her hand to her cheek.
Tiffany, she exclaimed, his name isn't Cox-esque. It should say Cox, comma, esque, for Esquire. William Seaborn Cox, Esquire. Who's William Seaborn Cox? Asked Tiffany.
Well, I don't understand it at all, but William Seaborn Cox was the name of Grandma Catherine's grandfather, and he was the one who ordered our family and our house from the dollmaker in London way back in 1898. We were to be a gift for his daughter, Grandma Catherine's mother. So the dollmaker packaged up Mama and Papa and Uncle Doll and Auntie Sarah and Nanny and Bobby and Baby Betsy and me along with our house and sent us across the ocean on a big ship.
He sent the wrong baby, though, didn't he?
Said Tiffany, who had heard this story before, but liked hearing it again.
The wrong baby? No!
Exclaimed Annabelle, picturing her giant baby sister. He didn't send the wrong baby. He sent a baby from a much bigger doll set. But we love her, and she's the right baby for us. Anyway, she went on, why has a package been sent to William Seaborn Cox now? He died nearly 80 years ago.
I don't know, said Tiffany, but your family came from London, and Mr. Palmer said this package came from London. Do you suppose it's from the dollmaker?
Oh, it couldn't be. He must have died long ago, too. Annabelle squinted at the package. Whoever mailed this has very scrawly handwriting. It's so hard to read cursive. I'm pretty sure it's from London, though. Tiffany suddenly stood very still, her hand at her ear.
Did you hear something?
She asked.
Like what? Shh! There it is again. Listen.
Annabelle frowned, concentrating, and after a moment she heard a little voice, not much louder than a bird chirp.
Hello, it said.
I did hear that, exclaimed Annabelle. Where did it come from?
Inside the box, I think.
Tiffany kicked the corner of the package. Then she kicked it again.
Hello, who's there? Are you dolls?
Said the teensy voice.
Can you hear me?
Annabelle shrieked.
Hello, hello,
called the voice a bit more loudly. Tiffany,
Do you know what this reminds me of? Said Annabel, awestruck.
No, what?
It reminds me of when Uncle Doll and Bobby and I found you. Annabel remembered the night when she and her uncle and brother had been out searching for her lost Auntie Sarah and instead had come upon the Fun Crafts, still boxed up with their dream house, waiting to be presented to Nora for her birthday. Now, Annabel leaned over and examined the package closely. She saw a tiny rip in the paper, and she pressed her mouth to it.
Hello, she called. We can hear you. Who are you?
My name is Annabel. I'm here with my friend, Tiffany.
I'm Matilda May, said the tiny voice.